نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصافات صفا. By the angels, while they range in ranks, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep standing in rows and ranks, waiting for any command of Allah coming so that they execute it. وَصَافَّا تِصَفَّنْ فَزْنَا جِرَاتِ زَجْرًا. And then this cold, on whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry, the angels send the chastisement. فَالتَّالِيَاتِ الزِّكْرَى. And they are the ones who bring the admonishing and the reminding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the human beings. Ibrahim brought it. This zikr. Inna nanu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Who brought it? An angel. After these three oaths, now what is muqsam alayh? On what these three oaths have been taken by Allah? Inna ilahakum lawahid. Verily, your Lord is one. I told you the central theme of these two groups of monkey surahs is Tawheed. Inna ilahakum lawahid. All these things, they testify that Allah is alone. Rabbu samawati wal ard, wa ma baynahuma wa rabbul mashariq. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatever in between them. And He is the Lord of all the east. إِنَّا زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَةٍ لِلْكَوَاكِبِ. Surely we have adorned the lower heaven nearest to this world, to earth, with the adornment of stars. وَحِفْظًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ. And a guard against every visible Satan. These jinnat, when they try to go up and to hear something, some angels talking to each other about something and they hear, and then they come to the world, to the kahins, you know. And they tell this thing is going to happen. You should understand this, that whenever there is a government, at the highest level a decision has been taken. But it has to reach. For example, Islamabad, the decision has been taken. Transfer such and such person from that place to that place. But now this order will be issued, registered, copied, typed, then sent. It will take some time. Somebody from Islamabad calls the phone. Oh, you have been transferred. The transfer order has not come. But this news has reached. In the same way, the commandments of Allah, they are handed over to Malaika for implementation. But these jinnat, why? Because they are very close to the Malaika. Malaika were created out of noor. And jinnat were created out of nar. Now noor and nar are very close to each other. Nar has a noor in it. So they are close. That is why when the angels were asked to prostrate before Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Iblis was included among the angels. He was not an angel, he was a jinn. Kana min al-jinn. Fafasaka namre rabbi. Now they come to this world and say, this thing will happen. And now some kahin, he will tell people, this thing is going to happen. And it actually happened after a few days. So now his business is established. So this is the business between the jinnat and the kahin, who used to give the news of the unseen to the people. There are people who get some jinn, you know, overpower them. And from their jinnat, they get the news. They even show miracles through jinnat. So this system is not finished. It's going on today even. Anyhow, himsam min kulli shaitanin marid. But these, you know, the stars, they are also a guard. These are the outposts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against these jinnat. La yasamma'una ila al-malai al-ala. They cannot listen to the exalted assembly. Exalted assembly is the highest assembly of the angels. There are levels of angels. Angels of this earth, angels of heaven number 1, angels of heaven number 2, and so on. And the angels were very close to Allah. Al-Mulaikatul Muqarrabun were very close. Then those who are holding the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the closest. Hamalatul arsh, who are holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever conversations go on, in the Malai Ala, at the highest level of the angels, they cannot listen. وَيُقْذَفُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ دَانِبٍ. And they are pelted from every side if they try to go there and steal something. دَهُورًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ وَاسِدٌ. They are outcast, and for them is an everlasting chastisement. إِلَّا مَنْ خَتِفَ الْخَطْفَةَ. Except the one who snatches some news stealthily, then pursues فَاتْبَهُ شِعَابٌ سَاقِدٌ. Then man is coming back to this world. So then a bright flame, piercing bright flame, pursues it, follows it. This Sahab is Saqib, according to Quran. These are the missiles, which are sent against these jinnat, who have tried to get, to steal some news from the heaven, and bring them to this world. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا مَنْ خَلَقْنَا. Now you ask these people, the disbelievers, are they more difficult in creation or that which we have created? Other things. We have created the heavens. Was the creation of human beings more difficult than the creation of heavens? Sun, moon? إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ تِينٍ لَعَزِيمٍ. And we have created them from a mud which was sticking, teenin lazim. When there is some fermentation, you know, in the mud, and then there is some stickiness in it, with which in the villages in India and Pakistan, the houses made of mud, they are plastered. But for that, a mud is prepared, in which some, you know, organic matter is thrown, and then there is fermentation, and due to that fermentation, there is stickiness. Bal adibta wa yasharoon. But, O Prophet, you wonder, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while they scoff. وَإِذَا ذُكِرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ. When they are reminded, they are not reminded, they don't get the admonition. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَفْتِرُونَ. And when they see a sign, they mock at it. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And they say, it is nothing but a manifest sorcery, magic. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. When we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall they indeed be raised up again? Awa abawna al-awwaloon. Whether our forefathers also? Qul naam. Say yes. Wa antum ta'khiroon. And you will be humiliated. Fa innama hiya zajratun wahidatun. Fa idahum yanzuroon. There will be only one single shout. And they will be standing, staring. They will come out from their graves, staring. وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And then they will say, oh, woe to us. This is the day of judgment about which the messengers of Allah were warning us. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And then they said to them, this is the day of the decision and judgment which you had been denying. أُرْسِلُوا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. Now gather, it will be the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels. Now gather these people who are doing wrong deeds, and also their like, their companions, their spouses, and also those whom they were worshipping, bring those idols from Somnath and everywhere. Bring those idols also. Gather them here. Min dunillah, whom they were worshipping besides Allah. Fawduhum ila sirat al-jahim, and then lead them to the path of the hell. Waqifuhum. Okay, just stop them here. Innahum masulun. They are going to be questioned. Ma lakum la tanasarun. What is to you? You are not helping each other. You are going towards Jahannam, hell, like ghosts and sheep. No resistance from you. Nor are you helping each other. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ. What is the matter with you? You are not helping each other. Bal humul yawma mustaslimun. But on that day, they will be surrendering themselves. Okay? Waqbala ba'zum ala ba'diyat asadun. And then, some of them will advance towards the others, asking, قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ. They will say to their leaders, you used to come to us with full force, using your authority on us, imposing on us. قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. They will say, no, you were not yourself believing. Not that we led you astray. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. You had no authority over you. بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ. You yourself were the inordinate people, transgressors. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا. Now, the final verdict of our Lord has been applied to us. إِنَّا لَذَعَيْكُمْ. We shall have to taste the punishment, the chastisement of the hell. فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِينَ. So we led you astray. But we were astray ourselves. We were not on the right path. Had we been on the right path, he could have led you also to the right path. أَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِينَ. We led you astray because we were ourselves astray. فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. So now they will hear with each other this chastisement of the hell. Inna kazalika nafa'u bil mujrimin. In this way we will be treating the evil doers, the culprits, the guilty. Innahum kanu idha qila lahum la ilaha illallah yastakbirun. In the former world, in the former life, when it was said to them, there is no God except Allah, they used to show arrogance. وَيَقُولُونَ أَيْنَّا لَتَارِكُوا عَلِهَتِنَا لِشَعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. And they used to say, are we going to give up our gods for a mad poet? Who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is a mad poet. Maybe he is possessed by some jinn, Majnoon. Or he is mad. How can we give up our deities, our gods, whom our forefathers have been worshipping? But we can't give them. يَقُولُونَ أَيْنَا لَتَارِكُوا عَلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. No, he has brought you the truth, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has brought you the truth. And he has confirmed the message which the former messenger also gave. صَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. إِنَّكُمْ لَذَائِقُ الْعَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ. You will surely now taste the bitter and painful chastisement. وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you are not being rewarded, but the same that you had been doing. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except the servants of Allah whom he had chosen. اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا جَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. For them there will be the sustenance which everybody knows. فَوَاكِهْ. Fruits. وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ. They will be honored. فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. In the gardens of bliss. عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Sitting on the couches, facing each other. يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكَاسِمِ النَّعِيمِ. A cup of pure wine will be passed round them. Beva, white, lazzatin li sharibin, which will be very delightful for the drinkers. La fiha ghaulun, neither there is any uneasiness due to that wine. Wala hum ana yunzifoon, nor they will be intoxicated. Wa innahu qasiratu tashi'een, and near them would be, with them would be, those women, chaste women who will have wide eyes. كَانَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ. They will look like eggs who have been hidden. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِيَ تَسَعَلُونَ. Now some of them will turn towards the other and ask, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. One of them will say, in the world, in that previous life, I had a friend. I had one of the comrades, يَقُولُ, who used to say, أَيْنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُسْتَقِينَ. Are you one of the people who are confirming what Muhammad is saying? In scorn. إِنَّكَ أَيْنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُسْتَقِينَ. Are you who have confirmed what Muhammad says? أَيْزَامِ اِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابَ وَأَيْزَامَ لَيْنَا لَمَدِينُونَ. When we shall die, and we shall become clay and bones, are we going to be recompensed? قَالَهَا لَنْتُمْ مُتَّلِعُونَ. Now somebody would say, do you want to see that comrade of yours, where he is at this time? And what is his end? فَطَلَى فَرَاهُ فِي سَوَاهِ جَحِيمٍ. And then he looked down and see him in the midst of the hellfire. Who wanted to lead him astray also. He was there in the fire. قَالَتَ اللَّهِ. This person who is in the paradise will say, by God, in كِتَّلَةُ الْدِينِ, you had almost caused me also to perish. Maybe if I had listened to you, and if I had agreed with you, I would also have the same end that you are facing now. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. And had there not been mercy and bounty of my Lord upon me, I might have been from those who are arrested and produced. Like you, I would have met the same fate. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ. Now they will say, the people of Jannah, to each other, are then we are not going to die again? No end to this life? Now this life is eternal. إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى. Except this first death that we have come across. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. And now there is no question of our being chastised. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْعَظِيمُ. Verily it's a very big success. It's a very big success. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For the like of this end should the workers work. Whosoever is striving in this world, he should strive to get this reward, this position. This is the thing for which you should strive hard. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ. Is this better for hospitality or the tree of the Qum? This tree of the Qum will be fed to these people who will be in the hell. أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهَا فِتْنَةً لِلظَّالِمِينَ. We have made it a test for these people who are evil doers. Because إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ. It's a tree which will emerge from the bottom of hell. Now the people used to say, how is it possible? You say, there is a fire in the hell. How can there be a tree? But they don't know that the physical laws governing this world are absolutely different. And the physical laws which will be governing the next world will be absolutely different. This set of physical laws that Allah has made for this world will be changed. So what they used to say, how is it possible? A tree coming out from the bottom of the hell. إِنَّهَا شَجَرَةٌ تَخْرُجُ فِي أَصْلِ الْجَحِيمِ. تَلُوهَا كَأَنَّهُ رَؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. The shoots of its fruit stalk would be like the heads of the satans. Very ugly. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْهَا. They will, the people of hell, will eat from it. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. And they will have to fill their bellies with it. ثُمَّ إِنَّ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا لَشَوْبٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ. Then there will be a drinking water for them after this. But that will be boiling water. ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَرْجِعَهُمْ لَإِلَى الْجَحِيمِ. And then they will be returned surely to the hellfire. إِنَّهُمْ أَلْفَوْا آبَاهُمْ ضَالِّينَ. verily. They found their fathers as slaves. And they are rushing in their footsteps. Although most of the people before them, they had gone astray. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنذَرِينَ And we had sent among them warners. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنذَرِينَ To see what was the end of those who had been warned. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Except the servants of Allah whom He has chosen for Himself. This is مُخْلَصِين. مُخْلِص means sincere. مُخْلَص who has been chosen by someone. عباد الله المخلصين The servants of Allah whom Allah has chosen for himself. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ And actually, Nuh had prayed to us, called upon us. And definitely, we are the excellent answerer of prayers. When he said, إِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Oh my Lord, these people are overpowering me. So now come to my help. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ And we delivered him and his family from the mighty distress. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ And we made his progeny the only survivors. This ayah is very important. The idea that all human beings today, they are the progeny of three sons of Nuh alayhi salam. This ayah is the proof. جَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ Only his progeny remained. There might have been, and there were some other people also on the ark, on that ship, or boat, whatever you call it. But you know, their progeny didn't continue. Now all the human beings in the world are the sons of three sons of Nuh, and they are Hazrat Sam, Hazrat Ham and Hazrat Yafis alayhi salam. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ And we left for him praise among the later generations. سَلَامٌ عَلَى نُوحٍ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ Peace be upon Nuh among all the worlds. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْتِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ In this way we recompense the doers of the good deeds. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Verily, he was one of our believing servants. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ And then we drowned all the others. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَتِهِ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ And from among his followers, his party, was Ibrahim, عليه الصلاة والسلام. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ When he approached his Lord with a sound heart. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ When he said to his father and his people, What are these things whom you are worshipping? أَيْسْلَنْ عَلِيَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ You have forged a lie besides Allah and then now you are worshipping them. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ So what are your thoughts about the Lord of all the worlds? Will he not punish you for this? فَنَذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ Then he cast a glance in the stars. قَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ And he said, I am going to be sick and ill. There was going to be a big puja, worship of the stars. And for that, all the people had to go out from the city to the open field. Just as we have in India also, Durga Puja or some other puja. So all the city was now vacant. And he said, I am not feeling well. I won't go with you. And when the city was absolutely vacant, then he entered, you know, the place where the idols were there. And he did what he did, and we are going to read it. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ I'm going to be sick. فَتَفَلَّوْا عَنْهُمُ الْجَرِيمِ So they departed from him, turning their backs. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ عَلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَىٰ تَعْقُلُونَ Now he turned to their gods and said, Don't you eat? These things have been presented before you. This halwa puri is there. Why don't you eat? Ala taakulun? Ma lakum la tantakun? What has happened to you? You don't answer me?
You don't talk?
فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينِ And then he turned upon them, smiting them with mighty hands. Broke them into pieces. فَاقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَسِفُّونَ But we have read before already that he left one. The biggest idol, he left as such intact. فَاقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَسِفُّونَ Now they came to him. Running. قَالَا تَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ Now this was it. Why, you know, to face an angry mob and to persevere in the face of all this. He stood up and said, Atabuduna matan hitun. You worship those things which you yourself carve? You carve these stones into these idols and now you worship them. Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. While Allah is the creator of you and also a creator of these things, these stones have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of which you have carved these idols. Alumnu lahu bunyan, and they said, build a very big building for him, falquhu fil jahim, and throw him in the fire. Big building, full of fire, ablazing, and then throw him. Faaradu bihi kaidan faj'alnahum al-asfaleen. So they had a plan against him, but we made them low. What does it mean? They thought when Ibrahim will see the fire in front of him and that he would feel sure that he is going to be thrown, then he will repent. Okay, I go back to get his life safe. But Ibrahim, he never even cared a moment. Allama Iqbal has depicted in a very beautiful couplet. De khatar kooch pada aatise namrood mein ishq. Akul hai mehle tamashaye labe baam abhi. The reasoning and you know, the akul, that would have been still reasoning, no, don't read. You should save yourself so that you can convey the message of Allah to others. But if you die, well, this good will come to an end. So for some time you say something which is kufr and save yourself. But no. He jumped. Be khatar kood pada aatishe namrood mehishk. They said, build for him a big, great building and then put him, throw him in the hellfire. فَعَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ And they had devised a plan. They thought that he would repent, come back. But they failed and they were the worst. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown in the fire, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him safe. But after that, as a rule, when for any messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people try to kill him, then he makes hijrah from that place. He immigrates to other land. So immediately after that he said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَاهِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ And he said, surely I am going to my Lord. He will certainly guide me. The history tells us that he went from Iraq to Sham, Syria. Because in between is a very big desert. So he had to take a very long route. But then after reaching the northern part of Syria, then he came down to the Palestine of this age, this time. رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ At the same time, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, My Lord, grant me a righteous offspring. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ So we gave him the glad tidings of a forbearing son. This word Halim appears in the Quran only thrice for any human being. Always it comes from Allah only, forbearing. But twice for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and once for Ismail alayhi salam, this word comes in Quran. Here, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ We gave him the great tidings of a forbearing son. That is Ismail alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَا أَوْصَعِيَ When he reached the age of working alongside his father, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ It was at the age of 13. Hazrat Ismail was 13. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَصْبَحُكَ He said to the son, Ismail alayhi salam, Oh, my dear son, I have been seeing in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Panzur Maza Tara. Now look, what is your opinion? What do you say? Kala ya abati farmat Umar. He said, oh, my dear father, go ahead and do what you are being ordered and commanded to do. Satajaruni inshaAllah minas sabirin. God willing, you will find me from among the persevering. Falamma aslama. When both of them submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, watallahu lil jabeen. And he had laid him down over his forehead. Wanadainahu ya Ibrahim. He was just going to slaughter him, kill him. When Allah says, we called to him, saying, oh Ibrahim, qad saddaqta ruya. You have indeed fulfilled your vision. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. And we reward those who reach the level of excellence in their deen in the same way. We have tried and you have succeeded. But no further. Don't kill the son. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'ul mubeen. Verily, it was a very big test through which you have come with flying colors. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبِرْ عَظِيمٍ. And we ransomed him for a mighty sacrifice. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْآخِرِينَ. And we left for him praise among the later generation. All are praising Ibrahim, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, all. And maybe even the Hindus. There is an idea that Brahma, which they call is a deity, which is actually the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They have made him God. Just as the Christians made Hazrat Masih alayhi salam son of God. So these things are the perversion of the people. Maybe they also mean Ibrahim when they call Brahma. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace be upon Ibrahim. Kazalika rajil mursaleen. In this way we reward the good doers. Innahu min ibadin al mu'mineen. Surely he was among our believing servants. وَبَسْتَرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقِ. And later on, we gave him the glad tidings of Ishaq. نَبِيَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That he will be a prophet from among the righteous. وَبَارَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ إِسْحَاقِ. And we blessed him and also Ishaq. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا. And from the progeny of both of them. Both of them. Progeny of Ibrahim and Ishaq. That is, the progeny of Ismail is not covered here. Progeny of Ibrahim and Ishaq. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا مُحْسِنٌ وَظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ مُبِينٌ. There are good doers of the good deeds also. And there are wrong doers also who are manifestly in error. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَهَارُونَ. And we did confer a favor on Musa and Harun alayhi salam. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we delivered them and their people from the mighty distress. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُوهُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. And we helped them so they became the victors. وَآتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ. And we gave them the book which gave them the light. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمُ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. And we guided both of them to the straight path. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And left for them also the praise among the later generations. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَهَارُونَ. Peace be upon Musa and Harun. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Surely in this way we recompense the good doers. إِنَّهُمَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Surely both of them were from our believing servants. وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In the same way, Ilyas was also from among the messengers. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ لَا تَتَّقُونَ. When he said to his nation, don't you fear God? أَتَدْعُونَ بَعْلًا. Do you call upon Baal? Baal was their God. And that is why there was a city, Baal Bak, city of Baal. Baal was the God whom these people, you know, they worshipped. أَتَدْعُونَ بَعْلًا. You call upon Baal. وَتَذَرُونَ أَحْسَنَ الْخَالِقِينَ. And you are forsaking the best of the creators. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbakum. That is Allah, who is your Lord. فَرَبَّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ and he is the lord of your forefathers also. فَكَذَّبُوهُ so they belied him. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ so they will also be presented before us as criminals. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ except those of our servants whom we had chosen for ourselves. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْآخِرِينَ and we left for them praise in the coming generations. سلام على الياسين peace be upon الياس إنا كذلك نجزي المرسلين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وإن لوطا لمن المرسلين and Lut was also from among the messengers إذ نجيناه وأهله أجمعين when we delivered him and his family all إلا عجوزا في الغابرين except an old woman his wife she remained with those who remained behind ثم دمرنا الآخرين then we destroyed the others وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَبُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ And verily, you pass by them in the morning and at the night. The caravans, you know, trading caravans which used to go from Hijaz to Syria, pass by these, you know, cities of Gomorrah and Sodom. So, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَبُرُّونَ You keep on passing by their cities. عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ In the morning, وبالنيل, and during the night also, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ So do you not understand? وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ In the same way, Yunus عليه الصلاة والسلام was also one of the messengers. إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْهُونَ When he fled, ran to a laden ship, when he departed from his nation, without the express permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was a mistake that he committed. Now he came and he mounted a ship which was going perhaps in Shatt al-Arab. Then you know these two rivers of Iraq, they join each other, Furat and Dajla. And this is a very big waterway now, Shatt al-Arab. And here some ship was going and he also joined them. فَسَاهَمَ فَقَادَ مِنَ الْمُتْحَظِينَ Then he cast lots with others and was the one who lost. Now what happened, according to the stories, that the ship was trembling as if it will drown. They said there is some slave who has run away from his master in this boat. And that is why this boat is going to sink. So that person should be thrown into the water, into the river. Now they cast lots to know who is that person. So name of Yunus came. And he was then lifted and thrown in the river. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ And then he was swallowed by a fish. Maybe very big fish, some whale. وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ And he was reproached. فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ But had he not been from among those who glorify Allah? Because there he glorified, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ He admitted that I have committed mistake. I have come down to make myself. So Allah, you forgive me. لَلَبِسَ فِي بَطْنِهِ لَا يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ Had he not been from among those who glorify Allah, he would have lived in the belly of the fish إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ till the day of resurrection. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَائِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ But then we threw him on a shore like a desert while he was sick, vomited. The fish vomited him out on the shore. وَأَمْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَهُوَ سَخِيمٌ He was very sick and ill. وَأَمْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِّنْ يَقْطِينَ And we made to grow over him a plant of gourds. Now about this I have information. Professor Ahmaduddin Mararavi, he was a inspector of school in Balochistan. And he says, along the coast of Makran, there grows, you know, some creepers which spread on the earth. And it has fruit, very sweet. And also there is some pesticide or insecticide effect in its leaves. So, no insects, etc. come there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they call it Iggeen in that local Makrani language, they call it Iggeen. Now this is Yaqteen. Yaqteen and Qaf is changed into gaf. As the Arabs say gul, gum. Instead of saying kum, they say gum. Instead of saying kul, they say gul. So iggin is the changed form of yaqteen. So this was the plant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made grow. Big leaves, so then they covered the body of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam from the sun. And then there was the insecticide in the leaves. So no insects, no bacteria or the frogs, they attacked him. So there he came to health again. وَأَمْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِنْ يَقْتِينَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِيَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. Then he was sent back to 100,000 people. 100,000 people, the community of 100,000. فَأَسْلَمُوا فَآمَنُوا, and they came to believe in him. فَمَتَّعْنَاهُ مِلَاحِينَ. So we let them have comforts in this world for some time. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَلِ رَبِّكَ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَهُمُ الْبَنُونَ. Now, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them, the people of Arabia and Mecca, are for your Lord's daughters, and for them are the sons, they like sons, but they have allotted daughters. They say, the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am khalaqna al-malaikata inasan wa hum shahidun. Did we create these angels as females while they were witnesses, they were seeing it? So they say they are daughters. Ala innahum min ikhtihim la yaqulun. Behold, it is surely of their own lie that they are saying, Walad Allah, that Allah has begotten. Wa innahum la kazibun. They are definitely telling a lie. He neither begot nor he was begotten. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. اِسْتَفَرْ بَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَنِينَ. He has chosen, according to their saying, he has chosen daughters over sons. مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What has happened to you? What type of judgments you are giving? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Don't you get admonished? أَمْ لَكُمْ سُلْطَانٌ مُبِينٌ. Do you have a clear authority or proof? فَاتُوا بِكِتَابِكُمْ. Can you bring forth your book? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are true. وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَصَبًا. And they have declared that there is a kinship between him, Allah, and the jinns. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمَتِ الْجِنَّةُ. And the jinns very well know, إِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ, that they will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is the hadith according to Mujahid. He was one of the disciples of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And many tafsiri riwayat, traditions of exegesis, we get through him from Abdullah ibn Abbas. This says that the mushrikeen, when they said that the angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Abu Bakr asked them, that who are the mothers of these angels? They said, the daughters of the chief of the jinns were the mothers. So that they became the wives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to their own mythology. In this way they were presenting a relationship, a kinship between Allah and jinn. Subhanallah yamma yasifoon. You glorified is Allah above what they say, but they describe. Illa ibadallahi muflaseen. Except the servants of Allah, the ones who Allah has chosen for himself. Fa innakum wa ma ta'budun. Surely you and those whom you are worshipping, مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَاتِرِينَ. You cannot lead astray anyone against him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنْ هُوَ صَالِ الْجَحِيمِ. Except the one who has to fall in the hellfire. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ. And now it is from the angels. And there is none of us, but he has an assigned situation. Every angel has a post assigned to him. You have to stay here. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ. And we always remain ranged in ranks. Now this is referring to the first ayah. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ. And we keep in rows, in lines, in ranks. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُصَبِّحُونَ. And we are always glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَانُوا لَيَقُولُونَ. And definitely they are saying, لَوْ أَنَّا عِنْدَنَا ذِكْرًا مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Had we been given any admonition from the ancients, لَكُنَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, we would have been the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exclusive for him. فَكَفَرُوا بِهِ. But now they have denied it, rejected it. فسوف يعلمون. So very soon they will come to know. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. These ayat are very important. A very big rule, divine rule has been described in it. And certainly, our command has already gone forth for our servants, whom we sent as messengers. Whomsoever we send as messengers, or we have been sending as messengers, about them, this rule, this command had been decided beforehand. And what is that? إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ. Verily they will be helped. When their nations come and try to kill them, they will be saved. This is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes the responsibility. إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. And verily our army, our host will be the victors. In the long run, the people who rejected the messengers, they were destroyed altogether. That happened to the people of Nuh and people of, you know, Hud and people of Saleh and people of Shu'ayb and the cities to whom Lut was sent and so on and so forth. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّاهِينَ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn away from them for some time. Leave them. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَصَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. And watch them. And very soon, they will also see for themselves. أَفَا بِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Do they want to hasten our chastisement? فَإِذَا أَنْدَرَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ فَسَاءَ صَبَاءُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. When this chastisement of ours will descend in their courtyard, even will be the warning for those people who were warned already. وَتَوَلَّ عَنُوا مَتَّاهِينَ. Again, repeat. And, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn away from them for a while. وَأَبْصِرْ فَصَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. And watch. And they will also see for themselves. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Glory be for your Lord. He is the Lord of majesty, authority, أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. And He is above and high from all those things which they are describing. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Peace on all the messengers. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of all the worlds. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.